Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free weekly podcast dedicated to driving success for medical sales professionals that provide goods and services to the healthcare industry and its providers. Today, I'm going to discuss with you something that is critically important in medical sales. In fact, it is crucial. It can make you or break you. It is time management. Now, if you've worked in this industry for any period of time, you know what I'm talking about. You know just how important the concept of time management is. And I say the concept because for so many medical salespeople, that's all it is. They haven't really broken it down into the science that it is and used it to take control of their day and their lives. Let's look at medical sales specifically. Medical sales really poses a lot of challenges that may or may not be present in other industries, but we're going to focus on medical sales. You know what I'm talking about. You plan your day, you leave your house every morning with a good idea of exactly what you're going to be doing that day. But somehow it can always manage to spin out of control. Well, you need to know how to regain control. It is critical to your success. Let's take a look at what you do every day in medical sales and then relate it to things that you can do to take better control of your day. First of all, one of your biggest challenges in medical sales is that there are so many different components of the job. What is the first component? Hopefully you answered sales. Sales is your job. Going out and calling on customers to bring in new sales and increase sales must be your number one priority. You don't ever want to lose focus of that. But what else do you need to do? You need to service the customer. Any customers who are using your product or service, you either need to be there to provide the service or provide product knowledge and help with using your product. You also need to provide education, or as it's commonly known in the industry, in-servicing. What else do you need to do in your job? One thing you probably don't enjoy doing is paperwork, but yet it's an important part of the job in this industry. You have call reports to do, you have orders to place and process, and you also probably have compliance reporting paperwork and things along those lines that have to be done with some frequency. For some of you, it's every day, every week, quarterly, whatever. What do all of these different responsibilities that you have often cause from a time management standpoint? The answer? Multitasking. You try to juggle them all at one time. And one of the things that we talk about in our time management programs is that multitasking is not very effective. All of these things need a dedicated focus if you want to do them with the most efficiency. So let's talk about one other very important thing. With all of these things that you need to do, where should your focus be? Well, this goes back to the question I asked a moment ago, and hopefully you said that your focus should be on sales. Specifically, you want to focus on things that generate sales for the company, which also generate commissions for you. I mean, that's why you do this, right? You don't do it out of the goodness of your heart. You don't do it because you want to help your providers, your healthcare providers and their patients. I mean, I'm sure you do. But ultimately, the reason you do this is for a paycheck. The way you generate that paycheck is through sales. So your focus really needs to be on sales. And that's probably where it is every day. So what happens? We already said that you have sales, service, education, paperwork, etc. that you need to do. But sometimes those other tasks will override whatever sales plans you have for the day. For example, let's say that you have a 1 o'clock appointment to call on Dr. Smith after lunch. And while you're driving to Dr. Smith's office, suddenly your cell phone rings and one of your other customers, perhaps it's a hospital or a clinic, needs you to stop by and troubleshoot one of your products that either isn't working properly or perhaps there's a new staff member who doesn't know how to use the product. Well, certainly a patient on a table somewhere or in a clinic takes precedence over the need that you have to make a sales call to your doctor. So you call the doctor's office, you cancel the appointment or reschedule the appointment, and now you're on your way to service your customer. This is an essential part of your job. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you should not do this. You must service your customer. But here's the question. What happens to that sales call that you canceled or rescheduled? Are you going to be able to keep that appointment next time? Maybe yes, maybe no. This is a constant challenge with your job, because in many areas of medical sales, you live a crisis existence. You are constantly dealing with 911 calls and crisis management. With this sort of activity, it is very easy to fall into the trap of just maintaining the business and thinking that you're selling. Let me say that again. If you fall into the trap of just maintaining the business, don't make the mistake of thinking that you are out there selling. As a medical sales professional, your job is to sell. That's what you get paid to do. That's your number one responsibility. And if you don't have good time management skills, and I'm going to be honest with you, most people don't. Why? Because no one has ever shown them how to do this. Time management, especially for medical sales, is a rather complex subject, and I can't possibly give you all of the information in a 5 or 10 minute podcast. But my company, if you'll pardon the shameless self-promotion here, and I do this for a reason, my company offers a full-day medical sales time management program that was designed by New York Times bestselling author Julie Morgenstern. Now, I have licensed this program, and I've worked with Julie to customize it to the medical sales arena. This is really dedicated, customized, and focused on what medical sales professionals do every day and how to address the challenges that exist in that position. What we do is we teach you how to plan effectively for every element of medical sales, including work-life balance, because your personal life is a very, very important element of your job. If you neglect that, if you don't plan time for that, then you're going to have a lot of problems in your career as well. In our medical sales time management program, we teach salespeople and also sales support people how to accomplish the same amount of work in less time. What happens with that? Well, it leaves more time for other things, such as well-prepared sales calls. In fact, we teach medical salespeople how to recover at least 1 hour per day to devote to high-level strategic tasks, such as analyzing an account or the competition. And if you had an extra hour every day to do whatever you want with it, let's say that you use that hour to make sales calls. Let's say that you could make one more additional sales call per day. What would that be worth to you? 20 work days a month? An additional 20 sales calls per month? Let's say that your closing ratio is 10 to 20%. What would that additional sales call per day be worth to you? This is the value of time management and the value of focusing on those tasks that generate sales and therefore generate income for your company and income, in other words, commission dollars, for you. If you'd like to discuss this more with me, or if someone from your company would like to discuss this with me, please give me a call at 561-333-8080, or you could also find a link to the webpage on the Medical Sales Time Management Program on this blog site. Thank you again for spending time with me this week. Time management is not something that you can describe in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or even an hour. That is why I took a few minutes to describe our time management program, because I feel it's that important. Time management skills are so critically important that if you don't learn to master your time, all of the other skills that you will learn in your medical sales career will, at best, be marginally effective, because you won't be maximizing the amount of time that you're in front of the customer presenting solutions to his or her problems. I'd like to thank you for joining us this week and for every week that you join us here at Medical Sales Guru. And I'm going to again leave you with the thought that whatever you do in your medical sales career, remember, the patient always comes first. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.